Remember Joseph Kony? He's the warlord in Uganda who gained global notoriety in a bad way when a video about him went viral a couple of years ago. Yes, I'm talking about Kony 2012. Well, Kony and his infamous Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, are still out there, as is the group behind the video. Reporter Saul Gonzalez has this update on Kony 2012.
For 26 years, Kony has been kidnapping children into his rebel group, the LRA.
The video was produced by a little-known San Diego-based activist group called Invisible Children.
Our mission is very clear. The end of the LRA. That's what we do.
Its CEO and co-founder is Ben Kesey.
That's our day job. That's our night job. That's our weekend job. And we work on nothing else. You know, Invisible Children is not in Colombia or Burma or working on other issues of child soldiers. We've locked on to this comprehensive model on one issue. And that specificity, that clarity, and that kind of tenaciousness to see one thing finished is unique in the nonprofit world.
Invisible Children says Kony 2012 was a crucial step in that process, rallying global public opinion against the LRA. The video certainly did that, but it also sparked a backlash against Invisible Children itself. Critics from academics to ordinary people blasted the group as a bunch of self-promoting amateurs, like this woman on the web.
Why are they making it seem like Uganda is one big hellhole because of Kony? Because it's not. So this video isn't really giving you the correct information. So you should probably educate yourself.
Invisible Children's Ben Kesey says the attacks took their toll on their organization. That included the temporary mental breakdown of Kony 2012 director Jason Russell, who was arrested for screaming and running naked on the streets of San Diego. A video of that even wound up on TMZ.
We've come a long ways in our own maturity, and we're still young. We're still very young, but we were really young back then. But it was the hardest thing I've ever gone through personally.
Kesey says 2 years after the controversy, Invisible Children has a renewed focus on helping find Joseph Kony and his fighters.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Pas trop mal.
Okay.
Je reviens d'une réunion.
From its offices in a converted industrial building, offices with the casual vibe of a tech startup, Invisible Children's staff runs projects in Congo, the Central African Republic, and South Sudan. They're all places where Kony's forces, long driven from Uganda, are thought to be hiding.
Joseph Kony and the LRA are far more desperate than they have ever been in their history.
Sean Poole is in charge of a bunch of programs, like dropping leaflets from planes in hopes of convincing LRA fighters to defect, and giving high-frequency radios to remote villages so people can report the LRA's movements and threats. And Poole says Invisible Children is happy to work with militaries in the region, as long as it helps stop Kony and the LRA.
Invisible Children does not claim to be neutral. You know, the entire international community has said the LRA is a bad thing. They have no popular support. No communities have come behind what they're doing. We are rooting for the end of the LRA.
But Invisible Children still has its critics, people who don't believe the group's activities on the ground in Africa are really helping matters.
What they ended up doing was complicating the search and, in fact, delaying its capture or elimination.
J. Peter Pham is the director of the Africa Center at the Atlantic Council, a research and policy institute. He's monitored Invisible Children for years. Pham says Invisible Children may have learned something from its original mistakes, but clearly not enough. And he says Joseph Kony, as bad as he is a threat of the past.
In the Central African Republic, where Kony is likely hidden, we've got massive atrocities going on between the Christian and Muslim communities. In South Sudan, another area that Kony moves in, we've got a civil war going on that has taken, since December, at least 10,000 lives. So if one is really interested altruistically in the welfare of these people, one should probably ask Africans themselves what are the biggest threats to their security, their livelihoods, and that they would like to see dealt with. And I highly doubt that very many people in this region would identify Joseph Kony as that priority.
But Invisible Children says the crimes Joseph Kony and his followers are accused of do continue. And getting rid of him and the LRA would go a long way towards solving those other regional problems.
There is no war without soldiers. And this year, we are asking you to join us in the countdown to zero LRA.
For the world, I'm Saul Gonzalez in San Diego.